Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. I thank you so much for staying with us as we open the line here to talk with our astrological and astronomical assignment editor, Beth McDonald, and we're going to talk a little bit about Beth, how can you do this to me? I mean, the 30th of March is supposed to be a great day, and it's turned into a day of retrograde. However, I do remember what you said the first time I asked you about retrogrades. It's an opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Not to be feared.
Right, right.
Welcome to the program, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, and thanks for having me, and thanks to your guest, Steve. This is the perfect topic for right now. This is the perfect topic. You know, the retrogrades are an awesome, awesome time to do anything, the slightest attempt to increase your consciousness, to delve inward, to connect with spirit, to connect with the universal consciousness, to enlighten yourself. This is what the retrogrades are really all about, and doing any of that kind of work right now is like driving with the high octane gas in your car or sailing with the wind at your back. It's just easier.
Well, now, how long will this particular period last?
They're usually about 21 days. This one goes to, I believe it's April 23rd.
Okay.
And it's primarily in the sign of Aries. And Aries is one of my favorite signs. It's totally gung-ho. It's all forward motion. It's brick on the gas pedal. So, again, the theme of, like, being able to get a lot done really is stronger this time. Now, keep in mind, it doesn't apply in all realms. You know, it's much more difficult to achieve on the material level during a Mercury retrograde, but on the spiritual level, on the psychological level, even on a communing level, reconnecting with friends and family members on a deeper level, you know, it's a really good time for that.
But that can even feel a very rewarding. I mean, that can sort of supplant or at least offset for the time being any financial gains that you're looking to achieve in that period of time.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I look at it as balance.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go full tilt boogie only in one section of your life all the time.
Yeah.
And a lot of us in this day and age, especially with the economy the way it is now, really get consumed by material issues. And it's the retrogrades are a time to offset that.
Well, now, two other things. Number one, we just entered spring. Boy, did we enter spring. Now,
yay!
What is that saying? Is it about March and April, or is it about, maybe it is March and April. March comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb, and vice versa. I got to tell you that I think that we were going through quite a series of storms even at the first part of March. So I figure that even though we're going into this period of retrograde on the 30th, 31st, we maybe at least on a physical meteorological aspect, maybe we'll go out a little gentler. They are expecting sunny skies for the next week and warmer temperatures, so maybe that is the case. But we are into spring.
Yes.
And the planets are now starting to sort of split up a little bit. They came together, some of them.
Huge bunch for a long time. And it's starting to split up a little bit, which allows us to diversify, thank you. There's still the most energy is in that sign of Aries, where Mercury will be retrograding. And that is the first sign of the zodiac. It's a young energy. It's a very vibrant energy. And seasonally, you know, spring is the planting time. It's the beginning of the manifestation cycle where you can actually start to sprout things. You know, my husband gardens, and we're actually seeing little sprouts come up.
Oh, very
That's
cool.
Such a wonderful metaphor.
Well, we're seeing sprouts on our apple and pear trees. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
our efforts become tangible at this time.
Well, very exciting, and we're going to have people get in touch with you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, and we will be talking to you in 2 weeks because you're going to be on a journey next week.
Yes, I am. Yeah, it's one of my annual spring pilgrimages.
Wonderful. Well, we'll talk to you after the program. We were in the midst of something. We'll talk further about that, and thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with Stephen Lewis here on the program. Tell Me Your Story right after this.